Hare Krishna. Question: was Arjuna a better archer than Karna because Arjuna got better facilities for training than Karna did? Answer: no, not necessarily. If we see, the Pandavas were living in the forest for the first decade or till their teens practically. They were in the forest with their father and their mothers, they had living like vanaprasthas. So there the Pandavas, they got some training under their father, but they did not have any extensive training facility there. There they were living with vanaprasthas, living more or less as sages, and they got only very basic training facilities. And then after that, so the formative years of their life are practically over. After that, when they came to the Hastinapur, and there after they were staying there for some time, then Drona came, and then Drona established the academy and they started training over there. So yes, they did get extensive facility to train at Drona's academy. But then there was Karna, who also was trained by no less a teacher. Parshuram had been, although he's a Brahmana, he was the greatest of warriors. None of the Kshatriyas had been ever able to match him except for Bhishma. So it was finally when Bhishma only Bhishma who had matched and almost defeated Parshuram. The point was that Parshuram was extremely powerful warrior, and Karna got to train under him, and Karna became his favorite student at one time. Of course, till Parshuram came to know about Karna's deception, Parshuram did not want to train anyone other than Brahmana. So Karna impersonated himself as a Brahmana. But the point is, that was towards the end of his education and training that Karna's real identity was pointed towards. But the point was, during that period, not only did he had an extraordinary teacher, but he became a favorite disciple of that teacher. And Parshuram gave him practically all the best education and training that he could have given in that situation. And who could have given better than him? So similarly, Arjuna became the favorite student of Drona, and Drona taught the best of weapons to Arjuna. So now if you see further, after they came back, then soon Karna, he started living with, befriended Duryodhana befriended him rather, and then he had his own kingdom. So then he had whatever royal facilities he needed for further honing his skills. So if we see in terms of austerities, both of them, Karna had his own dharmic rituals which he performed, especially appeasing the sun god, and thereby he maintained his prowess. But Arjuna further performed enormous austerities. You know, while Karna was ruling Anga, living in relative prosperity, Arjuna was honing his skills further by doing severe austerities in the forest. And while doing, although actually if you see, Arjuna did, all of the Pandavas were doing the austerity of living in the forest. But Arjuna did additional austerity, specifically going to the Himalayas and trying to appease Mahadev and other devatas so that he could get weapons from them. And eventually, through his austerities, was so severe that even Shivji was pleased with him. And then all the Dikpalas came to him and gifted him their weapons. So the point is that it is not, facilities don't make a man, or facilities don't make an achiever. It is one's own commitment, one's own talent, and one's own commitment that translates into achievement. So it was not that Karna got any exceptionally poor facilities as compared to Arjuna. Both of them got training from super excellent teachers, and both of them, so while we could put it that way, that while Karna had royal facilities for honing his skills, Arjuna could have said, oh, I don't have any facilities for honing my skills, I'm just living in this forest. He could have lamented. No, but he used that opportunity for getting austerities, doing austerities and gaining further weapons, further honing his skills. So rather than trying to not give credit where it is due, we need to recognize that Arjuna was a greater archer than Karna, because he had greater innate talent and he also exhibited far greater commitment. And that combination of talent and commitment translated into his greater achievement of his being a superior archer as compared to Karna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.